chilly night. He prayed for the moon to give him light. He'd many a mile to go that night before he'd reach the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. He'd many a mile to go that night before he'd reach the town. He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were put therein. Said, a couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh. He grabbed the grey goose by the neck and throw the duck across his back. He didn't mind the quack, 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 or the legs all dangling down. Oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, 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 or the legs all dangling down. Then old Mother Flipper Flubber jumped out of bed. Out of the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the grey goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the grey goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Then Johnny ran to the top of the hill. He blew his horn both loud and shrill. Foxy said, I better flee with McKill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Foxy said, I better flee with McKill, or they'll soon be on my trail. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife, and they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, the bones, oh, the bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Thank you.